family cemetery.
Good. And the box that people are buried in
is the coffin.
Mm-hmm. He was an important man, so everybody went to his
funeral.
And people wearing black are in
mourning.
Okay. And if someone met you on the street and said, "How are you today?" and you were, "Oh, about average," you'd say, "Oh, I'm
okay."
And the disease of the joints that old people get is
arthritis.
Is there another name for it?
Rheumatism.
Are they the same thing?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What is the disease that children used to get that they would choke and die from it?
Diphtheria.
And a disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Malaria.
Is another one.
Oh.
Liver disease.
Oh, yes.
I think now it's hepatitis. But
yes. But I'm trying to think of the...
Starts with a J.
Jaundice.
Yes.
Jaundice. That's what I was trying to think of.
We'll be through with the diseases in a minute.
Good.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Okay. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
You want to know what I would say?
Yes.
You had to up. That's what
just to up.
To up. That's what we have always in our
right.
family.
That's interesting. I never heard that.
We had to up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mama, I feel like I'm going to up.
Uh-huh.
Vomit.
Yeah.
But that's our. I didn't know that nobody else.
Mm-hmm. I never heard it. Never. Uh-huh. Is vomit the most polite word?
Oh, I don't know.
There is no real polite
I think
word.
Upping is better.
Okay.
Maybe that's why we did
it. Is there something that's worse than saying vomit, a very crude way of saying it? Man might say.
Well, I can't think of what. Anything much worse than vomit.
How about puke?
Oh, yes, yes.
Thought I'd get one that was worse for you.
Oh, yes.
That's the worst one I know.
Yes.
All right, if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick where?
Well, in his stomach.
Okay. Then she hardly got the news when she came right over. We're through with the diseases now. She came right over.
To tell me?
Mm-hmm. And if you invite someone to come to see you and want him to know that you'll be disappointed if he doesn't, you say, "If you don't come,
I'll be mad at you."
All right. Would you say, "I will" or "I shall" if you were not making an attraction?
Well, I shall be mad at you. Well, you could say either one.
All right.
You could say either one.
Okay. And if both of you will be glad to see me, you say we blank be glad to see you.
We shall be glad to see you.
Right, would you say we will?
No, nobody's going to make you be glad.
Okay.
You're not that determined.
Would you ever say proud instead of glad there? Proud to mean glad. We'll be proud to see you.
Well, now, I wouldn't, but a lot of people would be proud to. But glad is one of my words.
Okay.
Or happy. Glad. I do happy and glad.
Mm-hmm.
But proud is, no, I don't use proud much.
If a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, you say he's doing what? He's going over to her house all the time?
So he's courting.
Mm-hmm. And he is her what?
He is her, well, depends. His, her boyfriend or her fiancé, if it's later.
She is his?
She's his girl or his fiancé.
All right. And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, "Aha, you've been
kissing."
And if he asked her to marry him and she wouldn't, you'd say she...
Jealous, isn't it?
All right. Suppose they had been going together and then she decided not to anymore, you'd say she...
Jealous, isn't
it? Okay. And if she wouldn't let him come over to see her anymore, she...